Live from Brazel Field on the campus of Grand Canyon University here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And it's always a pleasure to welcome our next guest on the air, especially when he comes bearing gifts, GCU baseball jerseys. You're number seven.
I love this.
I'm number 98, so we're 98-7. I think you have a better chance of making the team just based off the number.
Not a whole number, yeah.
Coach, Andy Stankiewicz, not a whole lot of number 98s make the team,
so I'm
a little worried.
In spring training, there's a lot of 98s that sometimes I think
one breaks through.
Oh, yeah. My first spring training, I was 63.
Were you really?
Yeah. So it can happen.
It can happen, even to a 98.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, good. I'll hold out some hope then.
Absolutely.
No, we've got a great history. My daughter played softball with your daughter, so I've known your family for a long time. And just so exciting to see what you guys are doing. And, right off the bat, man, number 22, Oklahoma State, 3 games. We encourage everybody to get down here to Brazel Stadium and just check out the games today, tomorrow, and Sunday against Oklahoma State. So starting off with a good team.
Yeah, like you said, top 25. And Coach Holliday, we coached together at ASU for a season there and got to know him well and his family. It's a great baseball family. His dad was legendary coach Tom Holliday at Oklahoma State as well, and Josh played at Oklahoma State, and then Matt is signed out of high school and had a great pro career. And Stillwater, I think they would probably tell you that's home. And then Matt Holliday is now on his staff. Mm-hmm. His younger brother's on his staff. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing.
Gambo had mentioned earlier, and I would, having a son who played high school ball and went on to play D3 baseball, I would imagine the recruiting advantages for you, and I'm sure we've talked about this with you in the past. I think he mentioned you had the 30th best class in the country. I would imagine the recruiting advantages for you being here in this hotbed of high school baseball, you got to have kids just beating down your door to come play here for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's great. We're the stadium, the university, and all of it is helped tremendously. When we first got here, it was honestly a bit of a struggle. It was a big hurdle to get over the top of, as far as, we were Division II, and then you're not eligible to go Division I, you're not eligible to get to the postseason. And so those hurdles are gone, and the university's kind of presented us with a beautiful stadium and a great budget, and we're able to, and like you said, the Southwest has got baseball players, and it really does, and so we feel like we're moving in the right direction. We were one of two mid-majors that cracked that top 30 in the recruiting class. Our recruiting coordinator, Coach Wallace, did an unbelievable job. He gets after it, and he's on everybody, and then next year's class, I really like. I like our class coming in next year. A lot of freshmen. But I think they got a chance to grow in the program and be pretty good.
Yeah, I encourage all the Little League kids to come out here, check out a game. I know our Little League, the Ahwatukee Little League, is going to put on a day, and they're going to come out here and bring all the kids to come watch the team play. And it is a beautiful stadium, although that best hits a bunch out in that right field porch, right? Because you look at that right, you look at the stadium, right? You look at it and you say, okay, to left it's 320, to right it's 335, but you got that short fence where, in left field you don't. So a lot easier for a left-handed batter here?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and also right center field, for whatever reason, I don't really know how, there's a little bit of a jet stream going out to right center, so sometimes the balls will, from righties, can get on it pretty good.
And, 335 down the line, but 380 in right center.
Yeah, and it's a high wall, so you got to get it. There's no cheapies. You got to get on it pretty good. But we've got new pads in the outfield. Looks really, 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 it's beautiful. And now our outfielders can be really aggressive. That old wood wall, it was out there for so many years. We had a lot of outfielders hitting that thing pretty hard and getting a little beat up. So it's nice to. We just got those pads up, so that'll help.
You got an 11-game winner going tonight. He was 11-1. But you've your whole staff, right? You've got the majority of your staff back, and that's the strength of this team is your starting pitching?
I would agree with that. Yeah, for sure. Meckles tonight, and 11-1 last year, is one of the best pitchers in the country. And then you've got Pearson Ohl, who was Rookie of the Year last year in the WAC as a freshman.
Schneider.
And then Schneider. And then we got a guy named Dawson McCarville. Glendale, local boy, Glendale Junior College, had a great 2 years over there, and he joined us. And Cal Lambert, a young man at a local boy here at a Senator O'Connor, he's really come a long way, and he's put himself right in the mix to get some starts as well. And then our relieving core is solid guys that have pitched a lot of college innings. Barnes, Scalzo, Colin Wynn, Hall, Hoskins, these guys. A lot of innings, so they should be they should be mentally, they should be in a pretty good spot to compete.
Andy Stankiewicz, head baseball coach here at GCU, our guest on the Burns and Gambo show. We love talking baseball with baseball people. And you're a former big leaguer. This Houston Astros story is, I've just from your perspective as a former big leaguer, how much of an advantage would you have had if you knew what pitch was coming?
Oh, well, I wasn't the most offensive. I wasn't the most offensive hitter, but I sure would have helped. I can tell you that. Now, that's a big advantage. I can't imagine, you know, going to the plate in the big leagues when they throw so hard and they're so good. And if you knew, if you could sit on a slider or you could slid on a changeup and you know that pitch is coming versus trying to figure out is it going to be 97, 98, is it going to be an 83-mile changeup? I mean, the differences in velos from off-speed to fastballs in the big leagues is so big. And so if you knew a pitch was coming, it is a huge advantage. And I don't care what I've been reading and hearing about those people in Houston saying that didn't make a difference. It makes all the difference in the world.
That's such a crock. I mean, it's embarrassing the way they handled it, the Astros player, Bregman L2. It's embarrassing the way they just, even the owner, just brushing it off like there was no advantage. It's just crazy. But when you played, I mean, you still had sign stealing, but it was just a basic way, right? Get the second base and try to figure out what the catcher's throwing down and try to, you know, relay it with the sign to the hitter. I mean, that's baseball for 100 years.
No doubt. And you better be discreet about it. You better, you know, if Roger Clemens is on the mound and he knows, someone's going to get hit hard. It's going to hurt.
Because it believed the, and this is what we talk about a lot, the sport policed itself back then, and it doesn't now, and I think that's why this stuff was able to go on, because it doesn't police itself anymore.
Yeah, it's more difficult for sure. You know, guys are getting fined a lot of money, and nobody wants to lose money, and so it's changed for sure in a lot of ways for the better as well, you know that, and so, but I do think that it was unfortunate that they would think that this is an advantage that would be appropriate in baseball.
We've seen a lot of anger about it. I saw Cody Bellinger today came out and said they took a ring from us. They took an MVP away from Aaron Judge. They took a ring away from us. Would you be angry about this? I mean, we were talking about policing the game a second ago, and I looked it up to see how many times Astros hitters were hit by a pitch last year. I expect that number to be higher this year, quite frankly. How angry would you be if you were a big league player on a team that perceived got robbed by the Houston Astros?
I agree with Cody and the Dodgers. I think that it's just the playing field was swayed to the Astros side when they started doing this. It's not fair. And then look at some of these young men, these pitchers that got hit hard, and they were up in the big leagues, and they got sent back down, and maybe to never get back again. I mean, it's livelihoods, it's families, there's a lot at stake here. And if you get beat fair and square, and every ball player would say, hey man, I got beat. But if you get beat that way, that's a sour pill, man, to have to deal with.
I want to talk about your schedule before we let you get back to the team. As I'm looking, you got the three against Oklahoma State here, Oregon, you got Fordham, you know, from New York coming in. And you get down there, you know, you've got Arizona State on April 21st, and you've got Arizona on May 12th. What's that mean to you guys?
Well, it means a lot, Wolf. And it's great to get ASU on the schedule. And they're good. I mean, shoot, I think they're 3 or 4 in the country.
Yes,
they've got 3 or 4 first-rounders. They got possibly the first pick in the draft, the big first baseman that can really hit. And so, but it's exciting. I think this is what we've wanted. I think it's what ASU wanted as well. I mean, Coach Smith has been great and says, hey Andy, you know, it's just not there yet. We can't do it, and when we can, we will. And so, so it's good to get them for two, and we got U of A for two as well.
And yeah, home and home, right? One there, one here for each.
Yeah, for both. And I think it's great for there's three Division I programs in the state of Arizona, and it's good. It's good rivalry. It builds hopefully a nice fan base in the valley and in Tucson. And so I think it's a huge win for everybody that we can all play each other, you know, and I get more.
Especially with all the kids you're recruiting at a local, you know.
And I get more GCU alums now seeing ASUs on the schedule and like, coach, you know, we played them, you know, that was. And I go, I got it.
Right? Because now, you know, back then it might have been like, oh, it's great, we get to play them. Now it's like, we want to beat them.
Yeah, well, they had some success because a lot of those guys that were here from GCU, I think they went to ASU and they got cut. And so there was a little bit of more motivation.
Oh, of course.
You know, when they went back over to Tempe. So, but it's good. It's going to be, and that's the plan. You know, you guys have seen kind of what we've done. We've always tried to schedule aggressively and put our guys in an environment. I want our guys to experience college baseball at its best, and playing Oklahoma State and playing Stanford and going to Arkansas and playing Baylor. Those are the best, right? Those are your top 30, 40 teams in the country every year. And so we want to tow it up and see where we can get.
Absolutely. Well, with a beautiful facility and a roster like you have, it's not going to be it's going to be fair competition, to be sure. Man, we appreciate you stopping by.